With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later.
Welcome to another episode of We'll Talk About That Later, a podcast about football, mostly about opinions, sometimes about facts, depending on who you ask. Since you're here listening to us, subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Google Podcasts, wherever. We are there. And follow us on social media as well. We're on Instagram and Twitter at WTATL Official. And we're also on TikTok at WTATL.podcast. Now, I'm about to tell you what episode we're on.
121. Yes. We're on 121.
That is right.
I've learned from my mistakes. Don't want to get told off by Tanya anymore. How's everyone?
Yeah, good. It's been nice to have a little break from Spurs. International break has been eventful. Somewhat. But yeah, I'm good.
You say eventful. What's been eventful?
Gareth Bale, which we'll get into. Okay. I just love him.
I was hoping that she would go, I haven't watched any games.
But that too, I haven't. Well,
Abdi?
You're in there.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Round of applause. Come on, we deserve that.
Is that going to end or is this going to be forever?
Oh, I'm going to stand ovation. It usually does end, right?
No, you usually press it.
He usually does it for either half a second or for like 2 minutes. Yeah, I'm all right. I was listening to last week's podcast and 30 seconds in? this punk Mark decides to go.
Oh,
he had the audacity to say, Abdi's on strike 3 now. He's on strike 47 now. So, yeah, don't.
No, wait. We usually do this like towards the end, but we're going to speed up the process of our followers' questions. And there's a question here for you. I would like to ask you to ask Abdi how he's going to avoid getting his third strike. Not good enough.
That's Mark, isn't it?
Mark is there, isn't it? Yeah. Mark.
What a punk. Firstly, at least I'm hearing. So, and
football's on international break, and so is Mark.
Yeah, he's a little punk, isn't it? I'm going to slap him like Will Smith did.
Oh.
Keep my name out of your effing mouth.
Nah, we need to have a conversation off air about that. I want to know you guys.
Why don't you just on air?
Yeah.
Tell us what you feel.
I don't think it was appropriate, personally.
What, the joke or the slap?
No, the slap. I would have respected him more if he just took it backstage. I think he's allowed to be offended by it, but I just think it's completely unprofessional to do that at an Oscars.
I agree.
And also, Jada, you're backing your wife, but she's in entanglements. And
yeah, where's his energy for August Alsina?
This is what I'm saying. Yeah.
August Alsina is in the yard, like, Will, keep your distance.
She still talks about Tupac, literally. Yeah.
I know. I think the worst thing is that Will Smith actually laughed.
Yeah, exactly.
He laughed at the joke.
Then he looked at her going, rolling her eyes. Yeah. And he was like, uh-oh.
She has him on a leash, unfortunately.
No, but I rate Chris Rock the way he firstly took it, but then continued. He
better man than me.
Do you see the way he goes, I could... And he was like, you know what?
I felt sorry for him, though, in a way.
I would have told Will Smith, you better get your security right now.
He would have ripped
it. If it was Dave Chappelle, best believe Dave Chappelle slapped him back.
Now, Dave Chappelle's definitely going to do a joke about it.
Dave Chappelle would have put his cigarette out on his face.
You know, Chris Rock's tour sold out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No.
Because you know there's going to be material by it. That was awkward, man.
It was.
Ratings for Denzel as well, man.
Yeah.
The thing is, I saw that clip and I didn't even know Will Smith had won. I didn't even know the Oscars. I didn't even know he won Best Actor.
I thought it was fake when I saw
it. Yeah, and then I thought it was fake at first. And then I thought it was like...
I randomly decided to watch the Oscars.
Yeah, Junior's watching
but
Oscars
people
live,
still have their theories because someone zoomed in and like apparently looks like Chris Rock's wearing some sort of like pad on his cheek.
Wearing a pad.
Oh, the conspiracy theories.
This is what I'm saying.
I watched it live. Like,
no, it's then, real. It's
and then
real.
There's a video that came out of the break, like the interval, and Will Smith is in tears and he's being consoled by Denzel and Tyler Perry and
What is he crying for? He's
exactly.
on the slack.
Oh,
I'm an idiot.
Nah, he's ruined his
biggest moment, bro.
Yeah, like
first Oscar, and
this is the highest award of your profession. Listen, no one. And then everyone's talking about how you went on stage and bitch slapped someone because they spoke. I made a joke about your wife. A comedian made a joke,
and it wasn't even like directed at the illness. It was more like a G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane is. G.I. Jane is not ill.
You know what?
She's a soldier.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, if you've seen the original, Demi Moore is like in the prime of her career, like shaped head. It's not like, oh, you look ugly, whatever. It's nothing
it's
like
true.
That.
It's true. You can take it different
bro,
ways.
Bro, it's a joke about being bald, bro. Like, if that's the case, then everyone should bitch like me who's bald because I make a joke about them all the time. So, nah.
You make a joke about everyone.
Yeah, cool. Especially Mark. What a punk.
Oh, for goodness
But I don't get how you can do that to a comedian. I think it now gives license to people who don't like jokes to go up and
yeah, because
on stage
it's like, are we
going
to keep policing now what comedians say?
Yeah,
well. I don't know. Maybe there should be some
what starts in a podcast.
We don't get paid to talk about the Oscars and the fallout. We don't even get paid to talk about football.
We don't get paid to do anything.
All right, let's do what people have come here to listen to.
Yeah, if you're upset that we started off this way, then. Like maybe the Premier League should have scheduled some pictures.
yeah, blame the Premier League.
Yeah.
All right. So there wasn't any Premier League football.
Sadly, yeah.
As we've discussed, so let's just talk about the international.
I liked what you guys were talking about last week with the celebration police and all that stuff. There was some good shots. When you say if you're upset that you're dead, your team's dead, then I was like, yes, Junior.
Oh yeah, wait, Abdi, I have a question for you. We got asked last week, but obviously you weren't here. If you could buy any club, but you can't buy Arsenal. I'm just going to add some more parentheses here. You can't buy Chelsea because I know you'd liquidate them, and you can't buy Spurs. If you could buy any other club.
Good one. Gina.
And you can't buy Liverpool because of, and you spite Mark.
You took all my answers.
Yeah, I know. I want to get something real from you.
Yeah, like a genuine.
Yeah, like who would you buy?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I already said Spurs. Oh, Aston Villa.
Yeah, don't okay. take
so
my team.
So if I could buy a club, but am I rich?
Yeah, you're rich. Yeah.
So like, I put money. So there's no FFP or anything like that.
Well, you must be rich if you're going to buy a club. You know?
Okay, cool. So I was thinking a London-based team. Mm. So I'd buy Crystal Palace.
Oh, okay.
Did Mark say Crystal Palace?
No, he said Fulham. I said QPR.
Yeah, Fulham's a good one. Yeah, Fulham's a good one. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Mark said it. So.
Well, what does it mean? We can't own it together.
No.
Nah, that would be
Mark
terrible. You would not work.
You would be arguing at every decision.
Well. Bruv, naturally I'm 51%. So it doesn't matter. But Palace would be a good one. Good club, decent Palace. Set of supporters, good atmosphere in the stadium, good bunch of players as well, and then just investment in the right areas. That's Crystal Palace. What about you guys? What did you guys choose?
I said Villa.
I said QPR.
QPR's a good one as well. Yeah. West London. See, but you guys are clever, yeah. West London's a good area.
Steven Gerrard, mate, and vibes. So
but you gotta deal with seeing Ashley Young.
Yeah,
and,
and just on that ooh. Celebration stuff here, you know when Ashley Young was like saying,
he was getting a bit cheeky.
It's, self, because obviously I didn't get a chance to say it last week, but you know where they say, oh, like they won the league, celebrating like they won the league.
No, he said celebrating like they won the Champions League.
Well, whatever in it, even then, like, so, what's his name? Ruben Neves said, oh, they were celebrating like they won the league. Ange Bonhoeffer said they were celebrating like they won the league. That's so stupid. So is winning the league the only reason you can celebrate? So that means by definition, that 19 teams can't celebrate at all. Only one team gets to celebrate. So
it doesn't even make sense, though, because Agbon Lahore was celebrating Steven Gerrard.
So if you're a player, if you score, you have to walk back like Balotelli used to. Yeah, that's it. I'm just doing my job. I'm not allowed to celebrate.
Does the postman celebrate when he delivers the post?
Nonsense, isn't it? It means nothing. And also, it's an inflated sense of self-worth, like. They're making it seem it's not about you. Like, it isn't about the team we're playing. Sorry, it isn't about the team we're playing. It's about they how will say, like, oh, it shows how far we've come. That, oh, they're celebrating like they won the league because they beat us. No, if we played Crystal Palace, we'd celebrate.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah. Ruben never said that
crazy.
As well. Like,
that's
it's
crazy.
Just, it's a celebration, please. Why is there
he apologized, though.
Yeah, because he got called out and he knew he was being stupid.
And he said, oh, I was just being salty.
It's called moonwalking, yeah. But, like, it's like these teams are always saying stuff like, why is there a... This is Abdi's question for the week, actually. Oh, yeah. So why do all these ex-players and just people, there's a set way of how footballers and fans are meant to act. Like, what's his name? Like, you know, do you remember when Aston Villa stayed up on the last day against West Ham?
Yeah,
and then they were celebrating and they cut back to Roy Keane. He's like, they haven't won anything. Like, not everything was like yours back in the day. And when Roy Keane, he took Sunderland from the Championship to the Premier League. What, are they not allowed to celebrate that? Because it's not winning the Champions League with Man United. So it's, yeah. And then it's just every single way of, like, the pundits, especially the ones that are really old, like, flipping out, Souness stopped playing before the Premier League started. So why is he a pundit? Because he's clearly a dinosaur. So is Roy Keane. Rio Ferdinand's like, oh, well, we never had open-top bus parades. Well, things were different in your time, innit? Because Sir Alex Ferguson was a nutcase. So it's just like, why do they all... Why do you guys think, like... It's not a rhetorical question. You can give me answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Salty, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I think one thing is relevance. Like, I think pundits need to make themselves relevant. So if they make a point, that's obviously...
Do you honestly think that's why they do it? They're like, let me make myself relevant.
I don't think that's why...
I think Jamie Redknapp does that.
I don't think all of them do it, but I do think it's in the back of their mind, like... You know how, like, journalists, they have to sell a headline. I think pundits are the same thing. They have to have a point that's going to generate discussion because that generates views and... They'll get called back.
100% that's TalkSport's model. 100%. Yeah, yeah. God, like, exactly TalkSport, what you were saying. Because there's a guy who literally, he says...
Jamie O'Hara.
No, not that. I don't want to even mention his name, but the ginger guy is really ugly.
Adrian Durham.
He said something about, like, Odegaard. He's if he was any good, he would have stayed at Real Madrid. Where clearly there's...
That's so silly. I hate those arguments.
So why did Ian Robin leave Real Madrid? Why did Slider leave Real Madrid? Why did, flipping Ozil...
Ronaldo left.
Ronaldo... I mean, it didn't work out for those players there.
Yeah, but...
So, like, all right, cool. So was Alex Sanchez a terrible player because he left Barcelona?
By his logic, yes.
It's so stupid. And also, but that model is clearly... Arsenal fans are easy to rile up. So what they'll do is they'll say some stupid stuff and 500 people will be on hold and then they're charging them a premium rate, 25 minutes. And then you got like, it'll whittle down to like 250 people who are determined to get through, but they're only going to take like 5 callers, isn't it? Yeah. So, but that guy, did you see that clip of the guy from ESPN who was saying Saka, he needs to toughen up? And because Steven Gerrard really let himself down when he said, I've got a hip replacement or something like that.
I've got screws in my hip.
All right, cool. Because
what was it that Saka did anyway? He wasn't...
No. He had the audacity to get fouled and say, I need more protection because players are... Just to keep up. Players are deliberately trying to foul me because they know I like to dribble. So it wasn't a situation like, I can't take it. Yeah. I'm going to leave the Premier League because it's too tough. I'll go to the Bundesliga.
The ESPN guy was absolutely crazy. He said...
they're terrible as well.
What did he say? Something like, defenders love to tackle and you got to be a bit smart about it. And
he said...
And you're inviting these kind of tackles.
He goes, this is why Saka's missing for a couple weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Saka's the only player who's played in every Premier League game for Arsenal. So your stats are a lie. And then there was an American guy afterwards, Or was he American or Mexican or something like that? Bro... Go back to wearing a sombrero or whatever, bruv. This ain't your sport, innit? In America, they may do that where they say, what was it? It's a PK and stuff like that. And what was his name? Jesse Marsh was doing an interview recently. I know I'm just going all over the place here. But Jesse Marsh, for the Wolves game, after the Wolves game, he was like, he was trying his best. He goes, we played really well at half. Trying to instead of saying half time. Yeah. And then he goes, he's trying so hard, he's saying one all instead of one apiece or 1-0. And he's just like,
tie game.
But back to the point, I think these a lot of these pundits need to move along. This is why people like Ian Wright, because Ian Wright, what he does, he may not be like the biggest tactical genius, but he tries to like keep his ears to the ground. Like he knows the terminology that he... Because, you know, footballers are getting younger and younger, like, from where they're starting. And your generation, Ian Wright is 57 years old. He has to be closer to the younger generation, knowing the players they're talking about, the terminology, what's in, what's not in. That's why, like, every single time Ian Wright is on Match of the Day, throwing a little Twitter comment there, like, every now and then. So, I don't know. I went all over the place.
I agree. I think the thing about Ian Wright is that I think he just... One, he's like you said, he's still in touch with people. But also, I think he just says his opinion. I don't think he's looking for clickbait.
No,
I think he's just saying, like... I think the best ones, like Jamie Carragher says it how it is, like how he sees it. Even if you don't agree, You can see, you can see where he's coming from, as opposed to, is Paul Pogba wearing gloves?
Oh, you know, it's just
like
that.
Those are the.
It's just like it doesn't make sense. Like, what is what are gloves going to do? It means he can't play football.
And then they criticize him for getting their haircut. So, if like Gary Neville or Roy Keane, if your hair is different from one week to the next, then you deserve to be criticized.
Yeah, exactly. Literally,
bruv, I could be the most dedicated player ever, and what if I'm at home? What do I do? Just wait till my next game, or wait till training? I can't go to the shop or get my hair cut.
Like, just because you get a haircut every month, like, and certain players get every week or
just because your wife puts a bowl over your head.
But that's because they get a trim because they've got the luxury to. They've got money
exactly.
And
exactly.
And plus, they're always in the spotlight. Like, yeah, exactly. You want to look good.
Yeah, why are we expecting these multi millionaires to act like a common man? Like, well, they're not.
It's nuts.
Like, all right, I get it. But like, these guys are playing, are being paid thousands, and it's nothing. It's not their fault. They're not the ones who set the contracts. It's the clubs that do
it's
true. And it's the money that's in football nowadays. So these guys are multi-millionaires, and they're gonna act like multi-millionaires, you know. So like, they're not gonna, oh, what, you like a player better because, you know, they don't flaunt their.
It's because I think it goes back to like in the past where they used to say like, oh, celebrity culture is now like infiltrating the sport. But I think we're way past that. I think social media has just brought everything so close.
They need to move the times.
Yeah, that, did you see that Gary Neville tweet? That stupid tweet where he said, back in the day when we lost, players wouldn't do that. No, it's because there was no cameras.
Yeah.
You lot were getting pissed. You know, there's one game, I'm not even joking, in pre-season, before, obviously it's pre-season, isn't it? But Ray Parler talks about how Steve Baldia, he used to play for Arsenal, he once had like ordered 35 pints in one round. Yeah, this and they're on pre-season tour. He goes, all the English players for Arsenal, this is like the late 90s, were in the pub, and all the French players were in by the caf smoking. And this is the team that won the league. So this is how, like, what do you think Gary Neville was up? You think he was a model citizen, bro?
Absolutely.
You think he was?
Not.
You think he was tweeting Labour back then? No, he wasn't, bro. he was acting like a fullback.
Oh, 100%. Like, you see the image of like Arsenal players in the club with like balloons and stuff. I'm sure their man were doing much worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, bro.
Because there were no cameras around at that time.
Bro, they were like underneath the bar snorting, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like a couple of footballers got caught with like on coke addictions and that.
Yeah, exactly. So like, Wayne Rooney is like one of the most revered players in this country, bro. And this guy never went 5 minutes without being on front page of the Sun.
Exactly. And that's Gary Neville's boy.
Yeah, exactly. And that was like stuff that we knew about. So to expect players to hide the fact that they're multimillionaires and they're young people as well, like, current culture is putting stuff on social media, you know, like, it's just, you can't expect these players to not be human. He goes, oh, well, just for the fans' sake, I would hide it.
I mean, that was exactly the point I was going to make. Footballers are human, and addiction is part of the human like existence. Like, loads of people have addictions, and we talked about it like years ago, about that documentary I watched about footballers with addiction, and how that. Do you remember? I think it's Jardel,
yeah,
used to play for Porto. I don't know if you remember this, Tanya, but anyway, Jardel was like this Brazilian striker that used to play for Porto, and he was wanted by the biggest clubs. Like, he was phenomenal at scoring, like, especially with his head, like, he was brilliant, and he basically threw his career away because he got addicted to cocaine. So like, after training he'd go home and he'd just be on cocaine.
I'll give you one guess what country he comes from.
I said it literally at the beginning. And anyway, and he said like, my agent would have to like come and knock on my door. I was passed out on the sofa, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't function, but I would just turn up to training either high or drunk.
But doesn't that affect your performance though? It just didn't. It doesn't affect some of these players.
I don't know. Like, it's difficult to say. Like, he said that his decline, like, he could have joined any team he wanted, but then his decline was like massive. But like, you see, like, players like Romario, he never wanted to train. He never turned up for training. He only turned up to the games.
That's mad.
That's what I do. I was a footballer.
You would have.
But you're passing, isn't it?
What's the point of running, bro? If I have to dribble with the ball, it's more effort than passing the ball through the lines. Isn't it? You don't know how good of a passer I am, bro.
I mean, you keep saying it, we're going to have to see it.
One time we were walking, me and you down the street, and I kicked the stone and it went bare far, bro.
Bare far.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And it went through like two people's legs and stuff like that. Yeah, bro.
This guy's smart, bro.
And it was the exact place I wanted it to end up.
Exact place. Since we're like just waffling and stuff, I do have this this thing that I pulled up. So basically, I forgot what the account is, but anyway, oh, yeah, 90 Min. Do you know 90 Min?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They released in at the end of the summer. They released the 21. The Premier League clubs 2021 summer transfer window ranked.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
What,
sorry.
The transfers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
ranked from best to worst.
Best to worst.
Okay.
Do you want to? If you've seen
I've,
it,
I've seen it. Yeah,
all right. So Tanya, do you want to guess? Do you want to guess who was first? Who they ranked as first?
Probably be Lukaku.
No,
players.
Clubs.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Transfer business.
Their transfer business.
Oh, their transfer business.
So, like, what club, like, from first to 20th, the ranks of the clubs?
Well, then it'll be Chelsea then.
Chelsea are second.
They're second, okay.
Who was the biggest sign in the summer?
Oh, was it Man City then?
No, it was Man United.
Oh, Man United.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Sancho, Varane. And so, Man United were first. Do you want to guess who was third?
Who was third?
Just guess.
Who do you support?
Yeah, they were third.
Oh, that's not surprising. I don't know why I didn't even think of them.
Man City came down to ninth.
Yeah, okay.
Second bottom was Liverpool. But to be fair, Liverpool only signed one player.
And Newcastle were bottom and Arsenal were third bottom.
Arsenal third bottom and Arsenal have, at the very least, two backups, but four really good signings.
That's so interesting with Arsenal, because if you, see those players,
I would have agreed with it.
Top.
I would have agreed with
it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, Abdi definitely
yeah,
was
to be
on
fair,
that.
We deserve to be quite high. But Ronaldo, yeah, I suppose, and Sancho, they've not made that much of an impact.
Yeah, Arsenal, like.
So who was fourth?
We're not going to go for
West Ham,
20, are we?
West Ham were fourth.
Who did West Ham sign?
They didn't sign anyone. So they should have been.
They made Suchek permanent.
Okay. A player was already there.
no one they else. Made Benrahma permanent.
Oh, I thought it was going to be by players. Okay,
made,
interesting.
They made a couple loan signers permanent. And,
and Areola.
Oh, who's played well?
And,
how many games?
And
how many league games
Cat
has he played?
What's his name?
Zuma.
Zuma, yeah.
Cat Killer. He didn't kill anyone.
Sorry.
Cat Kicker.
Cat Kicker, yeah. Anyway, I've also got this other thing here.
What, has Abdi seen this too?
No. Well, I don't know what he's got, is it? I'm not a mind reader.
This is a transfer calculator, yeah?
Ooh.
So this is taking the transfers from the past.
Okay.
And converted them to how much they would cost
today.
So matching inflation and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
So strictly Premier League, do you guys want to guess...
No.
Who the first player, like, who would be the record signing in the Premier League to, like, it's only Premier League era. I'm not doing
Thierry Henry.
No, think about it.
Wayne Rooney.
No.
Steven Gerrard.
Okay, I'm gonna end this. Alan Shearer would have been the biggest.
Alan Shearer will be 25 million plus add-ons.
No, but it's taking the price that was paid then. And adjusting for inflation and all that kind of stuff. Alan Shearer, his modern cost was 222
million. 222
million? Yeah.
You got to be full to spend
that's
that
crazy.
Money,
that's mad.
222 million means you have to win everything. Otherwise, you're off.
But obviously, they're taking it like the fee at the time, British transfer record.
So what was
blah,
the fee at the time?
15 million,
so. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So do you want to... This is going to take too long. So I'll just tell you.
Yeah, just tell us, yeah.
The list. So Alan Shearer was first. Second was Veron. Not to Chelsea, but to Man United for 155 million.
Yeah, but he was a flop at Man United.
I know, but it's still about the
doesn't
fee
matter.
Paid.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not about their time there or anything like
no,
that.
No. This is strictly about the fee paid and adjusting for inflation and all that kind of stuff.
Man United pay more than Newcastle pay for Alan Shearer. So this makes no sense.
This is it.
All right, scrap the list, bro.
No. Anyway, Stan Collymore, Rio Ferdinand is then fourth. Paul Pogba.
Paul Pogba was 89 million.
Yeah, 89 million, but that was only a couple
five
years
ago.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
This guy, man.
Honestly,
he can never just enjoy something.
No, but you're the one just blindly reading it. All right, read your list, go on. I know you want to read the list, go on.
Wayne Rooney, Dwight York, Dennis Bergkamp, Fernando Torres.
Right. Thanks, Junior. Much appreciated.
I'm sorry, Tanya, that we have to part with Abdi.
I know.
I'll try and do better.
But you agreed with me, though,
Buzz
so I don't know
kill.
What you're talking about.
Anyway.
Did you enjoy that list?
Yeah.
Well, you're a mug, innit?
Anyway, Russia thought they'd be a bit cheeky and submit a bid to host Euro 2028.
Oh, yeah. Got like, accepted,
with
didn't
what
it?
Money, bro? With what money?
These guys are mad cheeky. They got banned by FIFA and UEFA from any sporting competition.
Good.
And you they want to host Euro 2020. Who's going to turn up? Just them.
Do you remember when
them and Belarus.
Do you remember, do you remember when David Haye and Chisora got in a fight and they both got banned by the Boxing Association? So they went to some Luxembourg association. So is that what Russia are trying to do?
I wouldn't be surprised if they set up their own association.
Like, hey, give me a, give us a license to host the World Cup. We'll make it a new World Cup. We'll call it the World Cup. The worldest cup.
And then just
the universe cup.
Just them and their friends. So it'd be them, Belarus and whoever else.
Yeah, China.
Okay, let's stop here before we get
before this podcast gets shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now.
All right,
mysteriously the equipment stops working.
All right, we got a question here from on Instagram. Who do you guys think are the front runners for the end of year awards?
That's ooh, a good one. Let's do that then.
Well, is this players, not clubs?
Yeah.
Right, so player of the year
and managers as well.
Player of the year. You, Tanya, are you saying?
It doesn't have to be Premier League, does it? Or is it Premier League?
No, this is Premier League.
Player of the year. Don't know. Salah.
You?
I was going to say Salah as well.
Bernardo Silva.
Mm. Is this dependent of like if they win or not?
I don't think that should come into account.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that either as well. So. Like, just remember awesome. There was one year where Van Dijk won it.
Yeah,
and Man City won the league, innit? So,
young player.
I hate as well, like when they do that as well for the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah,
so it's literally if Ronaldo or Messi wins it, wins something that year, then yeah, they win it. Yeah.
Young player of the year.
I think it needs to go to Saka.
Yeah, Bukayo, oh yeah, of course.
Saka, MBE, OBE,
goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper of the year, Alisson has to be. Yeah,
Alisson. Yeah. but shout out to Ramsdale. To be fair, he's been decent. Yeah,
I heard people saying Jose Sarr and all that.
Do that again.
That's like Harry Kane trying to speak.
Hey, sorry.
That was unnecessary.
Can I?
What?
Some Harry Kane's agent needs to wake up and bruv, this guy's gonna end his career, yeah, with what the Coca-Cola association.
Can I ask you guys a question though? This is slightly off topic, but it's related to Harry Kane. So recently, I saw something that he may go to Man United. Do you think, right, Man United would be the right move for him?
Man United is a flipping circus right now, isn't it? One, they don't have a manager.
So should he stay at Spurs though? This is what I'm saying. Spurs or Man United?
So is he more likely to win a trophy at
I think Man he United. Is more likely to win a trophy at Man United. Spurs fans won't like to hear that, but I think he is.
Because it's because they've got the bottling gene in
it. Yeah, exactly.
So that's the thing. Man United have been bottling a lot lately as well. Yeah. But I mean, just think Man United are circus. But players take everything into account, you know. Like Manchester is probably, outside of London, Manchester is the best option. Sorry, I keep doing that. My
what is
I like to talk with my hands, my bad. Sorry,
yeah,
Junior.
Talk over there, bro.
Sorry. Manchester is the best option for players staying in Prem, in the Prem for outside of London. Man United, they obviously are like, they're going to back up the truck for him in terms of money. So, and also...
All of the bags, innit?
Yeah, and also there's likely to be a spot opening up for him as well, because Man United
right now, they don't have...
You know, Ronaldo, unless... I don't know what Ronaldo's on.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
But, you know, Harry Kane, he could be the main man as well. And you know he can keep
going. But, I mean, Pogba's going to leave, so that's going to free up some space.
Yeah, but he's not going to play as a number 10, though, is he? Or like,
no, I know, but, I mean...
Wage space. Okay, cool, yeah. But Man United doesn't matter.
Put him as a six. Man United.
Man United. I actually think he will go. I could see it.
Yeah, but Man United will pay 30 million a year for, like, five players. They don't care.
But Man United are that team that every single year they need to sign, like, a franchise. You know, like, in NBA, they need to sign a franchise player.
They always do,
and it's like...
His best bet was obviously to go to Man City, but
it's what we talked about. It's what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Is like, then they don't have a plan. It's just like throw money at the problem. So Harry Kane is going to score goals.
Yeah, it'll get them goals, but it still won't solve their issues.
What we've seen in the last 2 years, Harry Kane's going to get you assists. He's going to bring players in. Mm-hmm. So like that can only benefit Sancho and Rashford if he stays. God. And
yeah, I definitely kind of I can see Sancho. His form just exploding. Rashford, who knows what happens? You know, but if Man United go to a front three of Sancho, Rashford, Kane.
That's super.
Obviously, we know what Rashford's on right now, isn't it? But
and then your boy Bruno supplying.
Okay, oh maybe Kane should stay. Maybe Kane should stay in it because Kane will be like, "Here, pass it 5 yards."
I don't know.
Me.
I am a little bit worried because I think doing business with Man United doesn't seem to bother us. Like in the past, it's happened. Like Berbatov, players like that have gone to Carrick. Man United. I think they'll pay the money. And yeah, I feel like he could
be
convinced.
I think his window's closed now.
No, but if Poch goes to Man United as well.
I don't know. I think it all depends. Yeah, that I think it. Because like, if I'm Harry Kane, I'd rather work with Conte than the circus at Man United.
I just still think, though, that doubt is always going to be there at not winning a trophy at Spurs. At Man United, the doubt will be there, but not as much.
I think his window's gone, man. He really wanted to go last year. No, but it wasn't his fault. He would have gone.
No, I know, but I'm saying like he should have gone Man City. Like.
Now Man City are probably going to get Haaland. Likely. They've already got Julian Alvarez coming. They play without a striker and they're doing well as it is. So I think his window, definitely the Man City move is gone, I think. There aren't many other options. Harry can always make that journey across North London because we've got a spot waiting for you there, bro. He'd be so
that
perfect in our team.
Can you imagine if that
if Harry Kane joined Arsenal, if Harry Kane joined Arsenal, I think we'd win the Premier League. And I'll say that with my chest, 100%. Kane, I'd give him the armband as well.
No, anyway, can we not?
Bro.
He's never
you
going
are
to
bugging.
He's literally the perfect player
all right.
for us, isn't it?
So I take Saka then, we take Saka.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does.
All right, cool. We take your best player. Yeah, you can take mine as well, isn't it? It's not a trade, bro.
Oh, so it's a free transfer.
Like we're changing,
yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like we're swapping Pokemon cards.
Anyway, I wouldn't even trade Saka for
Kane.
So what Kane, am I talking
all right,
about?
Cool. If you want Saka, swap Saka and Kane, then we give you Saka, but you have to give us 100 million as well and Kane.
What? So you actually, I can't even believe you're having this conversation. I thought Saka's your...
Actually, 100 million. <is literally. laughs> I can't.
Anyway, carry on, Junior. I
saw this other thing. As
well. We finished with the awards. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What about Manager of the Year?
Oh, Manager of the Year.
Oh, see, it's kind of boring giving it to Pep, Klopp. I actually want to give it to someone like a Vieira.
I'd say Arteta, to be honest.
Or Arteta. I think Pep,
I'll say
Klopp.
Huh? I'll say Ollie. successfully destroyed my head. Yeah, do that as well.
Yeah,
I'll do it half and half.
The Chuckle Brothers.
Or actually, give it to Nuno. Big him up.
The 3 days.
For making that substitution that got us Conte.
The three days he was there.
Oh, God. You know something came out about Nuno?
Who's been overachieving? Like, I'm thinking, what team has been overachieving?
Wolves? Crystal Palace, I think.
I don't think Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace might have been.
They're in a semi-final.
I guess they were tipped for relegation as well.
Yeah, and he was tipped to be sacked. Was it you that told me that?
No, that was Mark.
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
Mark a liar.
Yeah, that was it,
Mark's a liar, though, isn't it? So.
I'm always the manager, anyway, go on.
Is that it?
It's up to you, bro. It wasn't my topic.
No, but for the awards, you've been, Ed.
Okay, what about flop of the year?
Flop of the year?
Lukaku.
Hands down. Absolutely, you're right.
Cool. Everyone name one overrated player in the Premier League. Someone who doesn't move you. Someone who's in the...
she got excited.
What happened there?
No, because...
Right. Did you step on something? It's like Harry Kane in the morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're disgusting. Overrated.
I didn't even mean it.
I'm going to go with Bruno.
I mean, he's not overrated because we know his shit. So
he's rated by
who? All the pundits, everyone.
Anyone who rates him
does not
deserve to have
internet.
I would
have always said Rashford, but I feel like now Man United fans are waking up and not rating him.
I got one.
Who?
And you guys are going to shout me down. I know it for a fact.
Are you going to say KDB?
Wait, can I guess what? Is it Liverpool players?
No. Bruv, they're all shit anyway. So. No, I mean, the most overrated player for me, James Ward-Prowse.
Flipping
overrated.
Not rated like that.
He's not rated like that.
He's not rated.
If he was rated like that, he'd be starting for England.
If they had one season, if they had one season where there was no dead ball situations...
That's nonsense because then you would be like half of like
if someone
Trent
commits
Alexander Arnold's.
All right, so the rule would be the rule change would be if someone commits a foul, you get to use your hand.
All right, what about your thoughts, Mason Mount?
That's a good one as well.
Do you not think he's overrated?
I can feel Mark sitting there shouting you down like, no, Mason Mount, I love Mason Mount.
I've seen it recently.
No, I don't know. I think he has struggled this season with injury and stuff, so I think that has held him back a little bit.
Do you guys rate James Ward-Prowse?
I don't rate him
I'm not saying
I'm seeing so many tweets. People are like, oh, I'd have him at Arsenal. Are you flipping dumb? I'd vomit. I'd have Xhaka ahead of him, bruv.
No, don't be so ridiculous.
No, Xhaka is better than Ward-Prowse. I say it with my chest, 100%.
I get what you mean. I think it's because he's so good at the free kicks.
That's just one
really
part of the
truly,
game, bruv.
Yeah, what other aspects of
he should go play like American football because they have specialist kickers.
No, but listen, I think he's a good. I think he talks about passing.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. He talks about passing, but
no, his passing is when he passes it really hard into the goal.
Stop it.
That's his passing.
Stop.
With whip.
Yeah.
And the reason why I went ooh, but I don't even think DCL is overrated. But I'm telling you, that guy.
I still like DCL.
I don't think he's dead. I think he's not helped where he plays.
Nah, disagree.
He's been injured a lot this season.
And also, he plays for Everton. And his manager is a terrorist of football.
Everton are a shambles, man.
Frank Lampard can't even spell tactics.
So you think putting him in a good team is going to be a world beater, yeah?
No, I never said world beater. Relax! This time for 0 or 100.
You know, I don't even hate Calvin Lewin. This thing. I actually quite like him.
You were like big up on him, like proper last year. I don't know what changed.
And you're also drooling as well.
I don't know, bro.
No, but like when I see you.
Oh, was
being,
it the skirt?
Obviously, yeah.
It was the skirt, innit?
No, hang on.
It's 2022. After the skirt, it's she was like, I'm
done with this guy. 2022,
Tanya. But when I see, obviously, you're not going to get him, but when I see him linked to Arsenal, I'm like,
I'd have him.
He's not at that level to be joining a top club in the.
I can see him scoring potload.
I'm with Tanya.
55 million is ridiculous. I'd never pay that much.
That is not taking.
If we got him for 15 million, I'd back it.
No, I wouldn't.
15 million.
50. You're taking a piss. 50 million is way short.
You should keep Nketiah, bro.
I'd pay up to 40 for him. Yeah.
What are you smoking,
he's English,
bro?
He's 24.
You're taking the piss, bro.
Crazy. Bro, Lacazette has 4 goals this season.
Lacazette is better than DCL.
You better stop right now.
Are you being serious?
Who's a better goal scorer?
DCL's better than Lacazette.
Yes. Lacazette have 2 goals that don't involve a free shot from 12 yards, yeah?
This guy has 2.
Yeah. But he's got a legacy still. Like, Lacazette is a
legacy.
What are you talking about?
A legacy of what?
Legacy is a strong word for Lacazette.
This guy joined Arsenal. Within 6 months,
been a good
he was bald.
Player for you guys.
Where did your hair go?
I just can't. You think he's better?
DCL is definitely a better goal scorer, 100%. Lacazette is a striker who doesn't want to strike. Yeah,
but that's recently. You know what?
No, he went on strike from goals. That's it. He did. No, DCL.
So what, has DCL been bagging season after season? He's a gunman, yeah? Because he's definitely not.
Well, DCL's only been at the level for a couple of years as well.
Yeah, bruv, everyone's like, oh,
tell me, all right, what's Lacazette's goal record? What was Lacazette's goal record in France? Tell me, every year. Let's start from 2011-10.
Well, I don't know.
2010-11.
I don't know. I'm not even
about 2011-12. You don't know, bruv. So why are you saying he's got a track record? He got a legacy.
No, but... But in France, he was bagging goals.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's getting 30 goals.
Good reputation.
DCL would get Lewandowski numbers in France, bro.
Oh, stop it.
You're chatting.
Lacazette is the perfect example of why they call it a Farmers League. This guy scored a jillion goals over there, yeah?
You can't tell me Lacazette was not a key top player for you guys when he first came.
Whatever, man.
Because he definitely was.
We signed Lacazette. He was so dead that 6 months later, we signed Aubameyang.
But... That season, when Aubameyang finished top scorer, him and Lacazette were really good together.
Okay, cool.
And that one stint where he was really good is better than DCL's whole career. I'll tell you that for free.
4 goals this season. DCL's probably got about 4 goals this season, and he's been injured for most of it.
No.
I need you to check that.
Okay, I will do. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right, Lacazette, the term I was meant to use, he's got credit in the bank. What credit is DCL?
I find
got?
That, well, no, that's difficult.
No, that bank went under. That's what I'm saying. Listen, the guy could get assists and everything like that, but we've got a number 10 already, so I don't need him to be that. I need you to score goals.
We got 2. We got Emil Smith Rowe and Odegaard.
It's not even that situation. It's like, with Lacazette, the issue I have is the goals that he's not scoring. The chances he has where he's kicking into the crowd.
My
goal,
issue is
passing
that
it to the goalkeeper.
When we're attacking, he's not even in the box.
Bruv, the referee's outrunning him. That's not good.
Man's on the halfway line.
I don't know why he's doing that.
All right, with Calvert-Lewin, I think there's more potential there.
No, there's not.
That's what at least.
How old is he? 24?
25.
Yeah, come on, I would like to have seen more at that age. I would think, for me.
Yeah, he's only been playing for Everton since, 2016? He's not really been, and also he's improved. He's improved, wasn't he? No, the guy's a crazy athlete, and football is so based on athleticism.
Really?
These days
is he?
As well.
He's a crazy athlete.
What are
read
you talking
the numbers?
About? What, this season?
It's like 2, innit?
Calvert-Lewin has 3 Premier League goals. Yeah. Well, bruv, right, 3 Premier League goals, 10 games, yeah?
And everyone's getting hyped because last season, he scored, how many goals?
20 all comps.
Wow.
What's Prem?
Huh? 17, I think?
17?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's just one season.
I swear to you, like, he scored 16, 17 at the very least, yeah, last year.
All right, well,
he's I personally is more of a punter.
Don't want DCL.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pay the numbers they're talking
you
about.
You just said you'd pay 40 million for him.
That's 40 crazy. Million is a decent number for him.
No, no, that's 15 million less.
25, yeah.
25, you're crazy.
No, 15 million.
You need to be realistic. Everton are going to sell their main guy for 25 million. For what reason?
Because they got relegated.
Oh, hopefully they do. We can get him on a cup price deal.
Stay in the championship, mate.
But Everton bought Pickford from Sunderland when they got relegated for 30 million.
Oh yeah, that's it.
And bruv, that was 29.5 too much for him.
But he also conceded like 60 goals that season.
Yeah, still, like they thought it was good enough to start.
So you take him out after what, as a squad player or a starter?
No. I don't know.
If you say starter, there
needs to be two strikers signed for Arsenal, not just the fact that we
DCL
need one anyway.
One.
Yes,
I'll you know the Donny like from DCL. PSV.
Cody Gakpo. So I like him. I like him. I like what I've seen.
Him or DCL, you can only sign one.
Oh, well, Gakpo, because he's younger.
Okay.
But
because he's younger.
Obviously, like, the thing is, Tanya, you need to be real. There's not every team, gunfingers, bro. Not every team has a Haaland or a Kane, like a guaranteed source of goals.
Well,
we can't get Haaland. You have a Kane. Liverpool.
Well, you can get better than DCL.
All right, tell me who that is realistic. Don't be stupid.
I prefer Ivan Toney than DCL.
You're taking a piss.
No, I swear. You're taking
a flipping piss. Would you take Ivan Toney or DCL?
Or Ollie Watkins.
No,
I swear.
Ollie Watkins one that doesn't move me. I think he's overrated. Mark would be creaming his pants right now for Ollie Watkins. Oh, hello, Ollie Watkins. Danny Ings is better than him. Danny Ings in his sleep is better than Ollie Watkins, bruv.
Who's that guy that you want, Junior? Is it from Napoli?
Yeah, Osimhen.
Yeah, I'll take him.
I think Osimhen, he's a better athlete and he's a better goal scorer, I think, than DCL. But Osimhen, he has the same limitations that DCL has for Arsenal. So, like, people are talking about DCL, they don't want him because he's not that technical and he probably wouldn't be that good.
I think Osimhen is a link-up play guy. No,
Osimhen, I've watched him. His link-up play in his first half is horrid, man. He's a bit Lukaku, to be honest. But he's a crazy athlete, so he definitely get goals. So Arsenal need a penalty box player.
I hope you get DCL. I hope you do.
How many times, yeah, does someone go to Saka or even Cedric or Martinelli get to the byline and there's no one in there?
That's my point. He's good in the air as well. Like,
who's always in there?
He would be good
DCL
in
is a penalty
Arsenal
box
team,
player, man. We need that.
Why are you shaking the table for?
I'm just...
Why are you aggressive
man
for?
Man's sending me gunshots and all sorts. Calm down, man.
Bruv.
What, you DCL's manager?
You know, all right, cool. I'm going to do some other shouts as well. So my prediction here is, and you might not like this, Tanya, but you're really enjoying Bentancur and Kulusevski right now, yeah?
Oh, you think they go back to you?
No. I think this time next year...
I'll be talking about them being flops.
Like Lamella... Like Lucas Moura, like
I can't say.
Harry Winks. Bentancur is Harry Winks. Harry Winks is Lemon and Herb. Bentancur is mild.
Nah, Bentancur's got
high speed. Bentancur, he doesn't move me at all. He's the same.
You are not comparing him to Harry Winks.
He's the same as Harry. Yeah, but there was times where you guys thought Harry Winks was sick.
Well, yeah, it's true.
No, time will tell. No.
Harry Winks is not rubbish. He's just not good. No. Like, he's average.
Yeah. If he's not good, he's what then?
Average.
Bentancur is a good player.
No, he is a good player.
I'm not saying he's
my
a world beater.
This is a pun.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's not a world beater. No.
Kulusevski, this time next year.
He's got good tech, man.
This time next year, he will be one goal, three assists.
But why do you think that? What's made you come to that conclusion?
They just don't move me. Genuine world
well,
class.
What you've seen of him at Spurs, he doesn't
move.
No.
There's one goal I've thought. The goal against Leeds where he cut in from the byline and he smashed it in. That was a sick goal. Leeds. But also,
no, I'm going to use that against you.
You can use it. This is a pun. That's what I'm saying. It's a pun. This time next year, if Kulusevski is banging If Kulusevski is banging next year, I will come back on the podcast and apologise.
Okay.
Like you did with Tielemans.
I'm never going to. The day I apologise to Tielemans is the worst day of my life.
No, you did it.
Yeah, it's the worst day of my life.
I accept your apology already then. About
Okay, cool. When I'm right. Bruv, I'm going to write a whole list of the things you have to do when you come on the podcast. You know?
This guy okay. is
It's
crazy.
Going to be a long day for you, that podcast. Yeah.
Mad. Look forward to
you
it.
You better bring a sleeping bag.
What are you going to do then if you're wrong?
Just if apologize. I'm wrong, I'll apologise and I
That's
will...
That's enough.
You know me, like, I'm...
You need to get...
Do you feel I care about being caught?
Get a Tottenham shirt and get Kulusevski at the back. How about that?
If I got a Tottenham shirt, skin would disintegrate on the podcast. Get a Tottenham shirt. For me, how many phases of, like...
Right, let's move dementia. On. Yeah.
How many how many like mental health issues would I need to go through to go on the
mental
website?
Health.
Yeah, elf. And I hit my head as well.
This head.
And I hit my head as well. Oh, see, even the mention of buying a Tottenham shirt. So I logged onto my computer. Yeah, went on the Tottenham website. Yeah, chosen. Is it away kit? Is it a home kit? Oh, and oh then my oh, can God. I get? And I wrote Kulusevski on the back. What would I have needed?
To be fair, it's an option on the website.
From yeah. Sweden, number 21. His name is Kulusevski.
What a dead song, bro.
And I've already made a song about him. Our fan base is shambles.
Talking about Tottenham, Harry, I go back to the point. Harry Kane has to leave, man. Bro, every single time I watch him for Tottenham, I'm like, he is literally the perfect striker.
All right, let's leave.
Yeah, we're
done.
We don't. Yeah, we need to move
football,
on.
All right.
Okay, best performing Premier League team since the Premier League was founded in 1992-93 season, so 30 seasons ago. These 20 teams are the best performing teams accumulating the most points over the Premier
must
League
be
era.
Liverpool's in there. They must be top.
Liverpool won one Premier League title.
No, listen. The six who have always stayed in the Premier League are there.
Oh, okay.
So Man United are top.
No, this isn't a league table. This is just 20 teams that have, over the 30 seasons, accumulated the most points.
Oh.
Okay, so the six teams who have been in the Premier League for 30 years are obviously going to be up there. There are a few that you might not think that they should be up there. Do you guys want to guess?
Everton.
Well,
they've been there from...
They're one of the six.
They're not big six, though.
No, I never said big
Man
six.
Man City have only got money since recently, you know. And they got relegated out of Man City, so...
So just
I've
already given you the six. So Arsenal, Chelsea, Everton, Liverpool, Man United, Spurs. They're there. Mm. They've been there since the beginning of time.
Villa.
So Villa are there, yep. Yeah. So you only have 15 to
Southampton.
13 to go.
Newcastle.
Southampton, Newcastle,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know any. Boy, Palace. I don't
Palace
know.
Are there.
Right.
Middlesbrough
are there, yep.
QPR.
Are not there.
QPR has been like two or three seasons in the Premier League.
Yeah. Think about it. What
Fulham.
Fulham are there. Think right. about another team that yo-yo up and down.
West Brom.
Yep.
Not Norwich. Can't be. They
not
don't
Norwich. Care. Not Norwich. They only stay one season at a time.
Tell us by location. Sunderland.
Yeah, I was going to say Sunderland. Yeah, yep, Sunderland.
Yep.
Bolton Wanderers.
There's a Bolton Wanderers. That's a good one. Think about one of the teams that has won the Premier League.
Leicester?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's two more that you haven't mentioned.
Oh, no,
Blackburn
said
Rovers.
Blackburn Rovers. Oh. And one more.
That who've won the Premier League that we haven't spoken about.
Yeah.
The Premier League.
Yeah,
who?
She brought it up, but you were like, nah. But she
I
was
brought
right.
it up.
Man City.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Oh, okay.
Right.
There's one club in London you guys haven't mentioned.
Watford.
Oh, yeah, Watford's a good one.
No, they're not in London.
He just said no. West Ham.
West Ham.
Oh,
yeah,
so I said that I didn't want to say
those are the 20... Oh, there's one more. There's one more. The last one.
Birmingham.
They were away for a while, but they're back in the Premier League.
Who got promoted this year? Leeds.
Leeds,
oh,
yeah.
Who's thinking Leeds? Okay.
But yeah, those are the best performing 20 teams in Premier League history.
Should we talk about some international
wait,
stuff?
Wait, just before we do that, last time...
Where are you getting all your stuff from?
Research, isn't it?
Okay, Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That's my research. Stats you won't believe are true. Do you remember I said this a couple of weeks ago? I brought you some stats that you might not have believed were true.
Was this a couple of weeks ago? It must have been ages ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Time is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you remember the Man United have never lost after leading at home at half time. Mm-hmm. So I got you some new ones.
Okay.
So this one is a gift. I think Abdi knows this one, but I'll just say anyway. Only two players to have scored Premier League penalties with both feet.
With both feet?
Oh, Obafemi Martin.
Is one.
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Zamora. Yeah, these are players who were like ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Zamora used to say, he goes, I use my left foot for accuracy, but my right foot for power. That's so weird.
God,
I always find it weird,
feet.
Yeah, where in school there are kids who write with their right hand, but they kick with their left foot. So they always walk a bit like gangly, like a scarecrow. Not a scarecrow. What's the thing I'm talking about?
I don't know.
A skeleton.
Skeleton.
You know, like when a skeleton's hanging. Yeah. You better make that a snippet, you know? You better make that a snippet and play it next week. So when someone makes a bad joke, you give them a fake laugh.
Yeah, go on.
Kaká is the only player to win UEFA Midfielder of the Year and UEFA Forward of the Year.
That's not the same year.
No, different years. But he's the only player to win it in different positions. James Milner has never lost a Premier League game in which he scored. That's 55 games.
Wow. Hopefully someone can change that soon, isn't it?
Juan Pablo Sorin is the only player to win what in the same season?
Sorin?
Yeah.
The one he played with Villarreal?
Yeah.
Bruv, what? Win what? Eight.
Whoa. That is unnecessary.
You don't win eight,
I'm acknowledging that. Oh my God.
So, Tanya?
I have no idea.
To win the Champions League and Copa Libertadores.
In the same season.
In the same season.
Who do you win Champions League for?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Oh, so
who won it in 96? Who won it in 96? Valencia.
Did he win it in 96? Yeah. Valencia never won Champions League. 96 was probably Juve or something. I don't know.
Okay, there we go. Albania has had
That's audience team. Big off Albania. Yeah,
Albania has had as many league winners since 2017 as Portugal has had in its entire history. Five.
Also,
only five teams have won the league.
That is crazy.
And then finally, can you guys name the only team in England who have beaten all other 91 Football League clubs?
I saw this recently. It was like Port Vale or something.
It is Port Vale.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm never
that's a bit of a random
that.
One.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Port Vale, bruv? Is that area? Or a team? Or whatever, man. This ain't the Port Vale podcast, so I'm saying.
Come on, PB.
All right, so let's talk about some international stuff. So England.
That was so boring, that game.
I've never seen a collection of so many good players.
Exactly.
Play so boring.
Boring.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I get physical pain watching England. Maybe it's because it's not an international tournament. I don't care. Do you remember, during lockdown when the first game back with Bundesliga?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I really enjoy it. And I was like, football isn't interesting to me when I don't care about the result.
Mm.
So, like, when they're playing these friendlies, England lose, I don't care. We're qualified for the tournaments. I only care when we play in the tournaments. So I guess like that's probably one of the reasons, but bro, England are so boring. It's actually painful. Like I can't. And then there's times where like the ball goes up with a throw and I'm already thinking about changing the channel. I come back when there's some action. It's just like I'm already looking at my phone, and then I'm watching. Nah, I can't. England are boring. But my friend did make a point. Do you remember people were complaining during the Euros about, oh, England are boring and blah blah blah. We don't play good football and stuff. International tournaments are only about winning.
Yeah.
So with Southgate, the reason he's still in the job and people are saying he's done a good job, well, by definition, he has, bro. He's taken us in his two tournaments to a semi-final and a final. And we're one of his favourites to win this year. So with France as well, the reason France have been successful.
Wait. Hmm? England are favourites to win the World
Cup? One of the favourites in terms of like people are talking about like squad-wise.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, for me, our favourites absolutely have to be Brazil, because Brazil have probably the best team, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, look at the... We'll forget about the fullbacks, yeah.
I was about to say, fullbacks is our biggest
issue. All right, Brazil have got two of the best goalkeepers in the world. Mm-hmm. Four outstanding centre-backs. Thiago Silva, Marquinhos, Eder Militao, Gabriel.
Damn, that is a...
Top centre-backs. Midfielders... All right, we'll forget about Fred, but we've got Casemiro, we've got Fabinho, you've got Bruno from Newcastle, you've got Lucas Paqueta, you've got... there's so many other different... I can't think of them off the top of my head. Forwards, embarrassing amount of options. Antony, Rafinha, Neymar, Gabriel Chicharito, Martinelli...
If you say I will fight you right here, right now.
I'm not saying Richarlison.
Okay. Yeah, I was
like... Maybe you can fight...
Yeah, and then there's so many, people forget, Brazil have so much to choose from. Like, there's a stat where they're saying there's over 1,000 Brazilian players playing in Europe right now. And they all have different styles. A lot of them are very good. Some of them are rubbish. So
I think Brazil's main issue is fullback and strike. I don't think we have a player that's going to bag the goals to win a World Cup.
Yeah.
If we had a player like Harry Kane, I'd be with you. I'd be gassed. I'd be like, bring me the World Cup right now. But we don't have a striker.
Firmino.
Hey, Mark.
Gabriel Jesus.
Listen, yeah.
Oh,
Firmino
yeah,
may have
Jesus.
Done
it.
Man, stop, man.
What's wrong with Jesus?
No, we're talking about...
Did you take Jesus for Arsenal?
No. We're talking about a nation, yeah, that's had Ronaldo play up top. Romario.
The real Ronaldo.
True, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're going, oh, yeah, take Firmino. Like, Firmino's great... great technically... But he doesn't score the goals that we need for... He's a link-up guy, but we need someone to score goals.
He's got goals from wide areas, bro.
Yeah, we got Neymar, we got Antony, Rafinha, blah, blah, blah. But Brazil has always had a number nine like carry us. And that's what
then,
we like.
Yeah, but going
back to the width, like our wingers are not going to support the fullbacks and our fullbacks are not good enough.
Are you Brazilian?
Yeah.
Okay. I just double checking, you know. Obviously, I know you're Brazilian. I'm like,
no, I think the spine of the team is good, but the width, like the wingers won't support the fullbacks and our fullbacks aren't good enough.
That's like Man United, isn't it?
Yeah, and our fullbacks aren't good enough to do anything.
Do you like the coach? Huh? Do you like the coach?
I don't like the coach.
Oh, do you not?
No, I think he
prefers a train.
Alright, moving on. No, the green one. Yeah.
You know how to work that one.
No, yeah. That one you should let play out.
Oh, okay.
No, that. What
thanks, Tanya. That's deserve, so nice.
Yeah,
you're
such
a... All right, but going back to my point, I was like saying, obviously, so international Brazil, teams. No. Going back to international.
No,
teams.
But I asked you who are the favorites. So you were Brazil, England.
I think France have to be up there. Portugal will probably be up there as well.
If they could qualify.
Yeah, exactly.
They will qualify. They're playing
North Macedonia knocked Macedonia. Out in Italy, you know?
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. What a disaster that is for Italy. Oh, my
Inject
God.
Inject it, mate. Inject it.
Do you know what's funny, yeah?
Man.
All of their players coming out crying like, oh, it's unfair, it's unfair. Bro.
Unfair what? You lost.
No, Bonucci, yeah, he came out and goes, oh.
Yeah, bun that guy, bro.
It's so unfair.
It's the history of the Italy.
That's Chiellini who says that.
Yeah, Chiellini.
There are teams that are going through to the World Cup who have lost four times. We've only lost once.
That's your fault.
How many of you drew?
Yeah.
You drew four times.
So, why is he acting like he doesn't know,
bro?
You
couldn't even beat Macedonia. Like, what are you talking about?
All right, so they shouldn't have gone through to the World Cup final because they drew. England won their semi-final. Against Spain and won on pens. Nonsense, man. Be quiet. These Italians, they love talking. Do you remember when... Real Madrid were playing Juve and in the last minute they gave a penalty after Juve got it back to 3-3 and they gave a penalty and Buffon got sent off because he grabbed the referee from behind and then it was a clear foul so they gave the penalty and then he went in the he goes oh this referee he said this referee has a dustbin for a heart. He's like, you have no heart. They should replace it for a dustbin. I'm like, no, the rule of the game is if you foul someone in the box, it's a penalty. That's what happens.
No, but it is embarrassing for them, especially North Macedonia.
What is embarrassing?
My team, innit?
Oh, yeah.
What's embarrassing is these men just won the Euros.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh.
That's the second
resting piss, as Abdi would say.
Oh, Bonucci can absolutely rest in peace, bro.
Second World Cup spit on his grave. In a row. That they won't be there.
Yeah, that's good. A disaster.
See you later.
On. You know, I haven't been in the knockouts of any World Cup since they won it in 2006. So 2010, they went out in the groups. 2014, went out in the groups. Didn't qualify 18, didn't qualify 22. That is a shambles, man.
That's funny.
But why have they not made it, do you
think? It's Chiesa and vibes. And Chiesa's injured, so they're done.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
And also, Jorginho has taken a piss in qualifying. This guy missed two penalties here in both games against Switzerland. So
they win both those games, they go through.
Yeah. But it's annoying though. I wanted Italy to go through so they can knock out Portugal. So I don't have to see that dickhead who goes I tapped it in from 5 yards, even though I didn't touch the ball again.
You was begging him last
Ronaldo
week,
what
when he bloody scored a hat trick against us.
Yeah, you were begging it. Yeah,
against who?
Spurs.
Have
you forgotten about that?
Hey, that's his vibes and agenda. Isn't it?
Vibes and agenda.
Right now, I'm telling you, yeah. He's not even Portugal's third best striker.
Oh my God.
All right, so who else?
And I honestly think, my outside pick. So my main pick is England.
Yeah.
To win.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going
The Euros, outside of Brazil.
Yeah.
Europe is where it's at.
Wait, why do you disagree?
No, I'm just...
definitely disagree.
Bro, England, you are an England fan, so don't lie.
I never said I wasn't.
His heart will you be can't in Brazil. Be, come on now.
Yeah, no. 100%. You have to be half and half. Because when England were winning, when England scored in against Denmark, you jumped into my arms. Like
what?
He did. He was hugging me in his house.
This is context.
He was walking up the street, yeah? So we were walking up in Shoreditch. Me and him were walking up in Shoreditch. And Drew was like, it's coming, it's coming. At the top of his lungs.
Yeah, but you don't drink, Junior.
I don't drink. Brazil don't play Euros. If it was Brazil,
you have to drink to celebrate. Just because everyone's like you, bro.
Listen.
Jumping into your arms. What's going on there?
All right, if England play Brazil, he's fine.
Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah.
Get out of this country, bro. Go back to where you came from.
Hey.
I'm joking, obviously.
Tanya, Abdi, yeah. Underneath this jumper, he's wearing a Burnley shirt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like, I got a he says Daesh one on the back, innit? Daesh one, yeah.
Yes, why don't you think England will offer?
No. I didn't say that. What I was.
But your back hunch, so you, I said.
Yeah,
you
when
back.
I said, you said. No. Really?
Yeah.
No, can I just say? Because usually the English are more like pessimistic.
No. Nah. It's one step extra from where we went last time.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I understand. But usually England are very like, oh, you know.
And it's the exact same amount of games.
You know, where, you know.
It's the exact same amount of games, you know.
Oh, really?
And I don't care. Euros, Southgate missed out because he put that, you know, massive responsibility on Saka. If he'd have just given the experienced players the opportunity to take that penalty, we would have gone through. We would have won it.
Henderson bottled it.
Yeah.
Sterling bottled it.
Yeah, they bottled it. Yeah. I think our squad.
No, I was just interested.
So yeah, but my outside shout.
I wasn't talking.
Sorry, gone.
I was just interested that England fans are usually very pessimistic, and going into tournaments, they're like, oh, you know, blah blah blah. But you
I
guys
think,
are
like
actually like,
said, we've just been progressing yeah. every time. So.
And just coming off the back of a really good yeah. summer tournament, you know, the yeah. feel good factor was there. The players played really well, and also one thing that England have that no other country has is Saka. Tell me one other country that has Saka.
Tell me one other country that's got Kane.
That's true. That's yeah, true. Except he doesn't turn up at international.
I was sharp. I mean, to be fair,
he was top scorer of the World Cup, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
And he scored a penalty.
He scored four in one game.
Yeah,
exactly. Four? Step outside,
okay, yeah. My other outside shout is Spain.
Spain.
Yeah. The reason I say that,
now
obviously they don't have the superstars of the past.
That. After the Spain group stage, when they played Croatia and then when they played Italy, those were their best games.
Spain are actually a very good team to watch, yeah? Spain were actually, in terms of playing football in the Euros, for me, they were the best performing team. Italy was so lucky to beat them.
Yeah.
It's just that Spain have players who are technically fantastic, yeah? But mentally, they just don't have it.
So
Morata, for example.
Why are they favourites then?
No, I didn't say favourites. I said my outside shout because I thought they were one of the best. They should have beaten Italy and they'll probably have beaten England in the final. Or England will probably beat them because they don't have the mental capacity them lot do. Spain, their problem area, they have two problem areas.
Centre back.
No. Goalkeeper, because all of their goalkeepers are a shamble.
Kepa,
David De Gea, Unai Simon, Robert Sanchez.
De Gea, he could do it.
No, he made the mistakes that
you're a better kicker than him.
Who are the centre backs that you play then?
Well, I think they could get away with Laporte and Pau Torres. I don't know. They're
Mate,
not
Laporte
that great.
Is
That's
just,
what I'm saying. I think centre backs is like.
I don't get why they still keep playing Azpilicueta and Alonso. You've got Cucurella's right there, bro. I don't get it. He didn't get picked.
What?
He didn't get picked. Alonso gets picked. I don't get it. Jordi Alba is probably the start. But then if you look at their midfield, there's so much talent there. You've got Rodri. You've got Busquets. You've got Pedri.
Oh, Pedri,
you got
Gavi,
who wears a number 9, which I don't like. He's cards marked now. For the rest of his career, I'm going to hate him. You know, for Spain, he wears number 9.
Yeah, I know.
You're centre mid, bruv. Be quiet.
Yeah, that's mad.
Then obviously you've got really...
Dempsey wore number 2. Gallas wore number 10.
Yeah, it's a bit nonsense, isn't it? It's nonsense. Dempsey wore number 2.
Yeah.
That Michael Richard Dempsey story is hilarious, bruv. You don't know where I'm from, dog. I'm like, shut up, bro. You're from New England. Spain, I say that because they play good football. They've got a good manager who plays good football. But like I said, good football ain't going to win your tournament, isn't it? So,
yeah, exactly. So,
England are going to win it.
Yeah, I'm
right, cool.
Yeah, I'm rooting England.
Do you think France are going to win it?
No.
No.
They ain't got the minerals. Well, they should have
the
minerals.
They're champions. They're the current champions.
They won it twice.
They've
got Benzema.
No, but from what I saw,
and Mbappe.
From what I saw,
Kante.
Pogba.
Euros. I'm not
okay.
Keen. Wait, did they sack their manager?
They lost on pens because Fraud Bappe missed a pen, innit?
Fraud Bappe.
Hey, he's the one who missed 50. He's the one who missed 50. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Put that in.
Fraud Bappe. You're taking full.
Put in brackets Abdi because I don't want it to come back to us.
Yeah, I'm going to downvote that. That's not going to be the title of this podcast.
Fraud Bappe, you know.
It's 2-1.
All right, well, so we're going to wait for you to keep typing.
I've Fraud
Beeb. How do you spell Bappe? No, we haven't got time for that, Daniel. Go back to France, yeah? I watched their game against
so
Turkey.
Aggressive,
who did they play? Was it Turkey?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Turkey. Wait, Turkey lost. You just said, yeah. Bro.
It was Ivory Coast. Bro.
Ivory Coast, didn't it? Oh, yeah.
I remember Turkey was my dark horse. In the Euro.
0 points, 0 goals.
So
Turkey, Turkey, yeah. They probably, after they lost that third game, they got a flight out back to Turkey that night, bro. They were the first team to go home.
Oh my God.
Yilmaz, do you see Yilmaz?
What a fool, bro. What's wrong with you, bro?
Just let it laugh, man. Let it live.
Okay, yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. You express your joy, Tanya.
Just move on.
Express your joy.
No, I was so annoyed when he missed that penny, because anything that can get Ronaldo out, bro.
Oh,
is that it? Like,
God.
Turkey out or is it a second leg?
What about
just one game, bro.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, Italy would be playing tonight.
What do you think about Argentina?
Nah.
Don't see it, no?
Their best player is declining, and then it's just like watching them now. Who else? Who's up and coming?
DePaul.
Okay, cool. So Rodrigo DePaul is going to win them the World Cup.
No, but they got.
But you'll Messi.
I think they should call up Alvarez.
He's declining. Who's Julian Alvarez?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's declining. So if
Messi is declining, Ronaldo is a prune that used to be a grape.
Bloody hell! Wait, a prune from a grape?
Yeah. It's a dried grape, isn't it? Or is that a raisin?
That's a raisin.
Oh, my bad, yeah.
But you're calling him a raisin.
He's a raisin. Ronaldo the raisin. A raisin that used to be a grape. Ronaldo has no juice in him. He's like jerky.
Oh, my days.
He's
Gareth Bell. You wanted to talk about Gareth
Bell. Do you know what? Right,
He's the first ever part-time professional footballer.
No, listen. In terms of British players, where would you rank him? Honestly, top five, where would you rank him?
I honestly think he's Wales' best ever player.
No, but I'm talking British now.
British, he's got to be up there. He's got to be up there.
So who's above him then?
Rooney.
You think Rooney?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so would he be close second then? Would he be second?
Wait, Rooney first out of everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
But then
Rooney,
when you look at what Bale's achieved, Champions League scoring in finals.
Yeah, he has.
He's achieved a lot, man. He does good for Wales.
So is he top two then?
I think he's top two. I'm going to put Gerrard over him. What?
Yeah. Why are you looking at? Why is it?
Based on what?
Because this is what you said. I'm just looking at you.
Texting Mark right now.
Sorry, Mark.
Gerrard, I put ahead of him. What about Lampard?
No. I think you do need to look at what the players have achieved if we're having this conversation and what Bale's achieved for me.
Yeah, he's won Champions League. That's true.
But it's the fact that he's actually turned up in the big games, the finals,
carried Wales.
And he's just an unbelievable player, man. I'm sorry.
What do you mean it's not hard? Wales have never...
It's not hard to be the best player in Wales.
No, it's not hard to be the best player at Wales, but it's not hard
also... He carries
them, though. It's extremely hard to carry them in tournaments.
What about Daniel James?
Shut up, man.
Where has got Wayne Hennessy?
It's because he used to play for Spurs.
No. I rate Bale,
100%. Gareth Bale is, honestly...
He's a fantastic footballer. He's actually... I like him because he had the sense to leave Spurs.
Yeah,
so he's
big him
good,
up for that.
Good guy.
Yeah, I respect him too. For
anyway,
that.
Do you know his first ever trophy? His first trophy this season since he left Tottenham was when he came back to Tottenham. he just collected.
Didn't they win the Audi Cup? Or that was the year before.
He wasn't around then. He got final deadline.
Anyway,
there, bro.
Disrespect the Audi Cup.
Anyway, his two goals have nearly sent Wales to the.
Who are they playing in the next round?
I don't know, man.
They were playing Austria. Austria were decent-ish.
Yeah.
They're not like, no...
It was 2-1.
Daniel James was taking a piss from the highlights. Right? Every time he was getting clean through. Yeah, Dan James, I don't know. He's just... That guy, to me, he's only mastered one element of being an athlete, and that's running.
I like Wales, though. I like watching them play. I think they're an
Wales
exciting
have
team.
To be confirmed. They're playing to be confirmed
When's
today.
When's that?
So who is
today.
It against?
Look, today...
So
Wales versus 2B confirmed.
Oh, so we don't know who they're playing.
Well, what are you talking about?
it's not me, it's the app.
So you're going to turn up and then you just guess who you're going to play?
It's vibes, isn't it?
Ollie Watkins starts. Ugh.
Big him up for sticking it on the Spanish media as well.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I just cannot believe he's so hated in Spain. It's ridiculous.
Oh. What do they call him?
They called him a...
It's to be confirmed because Scotland play Ukraine in the summer.
All right, cool. So... why are you saying today then?
It's because it was marked down for today, you beanhead. Look. today, Tuesday, Wales versus to be confirmed.
All right, so Scotland playing Ukraine today?
No, they're playing them in the summer because of there's a war in Ukraine. I don't know if you noticed.
Genuinely, I don't care. I'm pretending like I care. Do you want me to read the England team? My God. Bellingham, right wing back.
What?
Oh my God.
What is
right wing back.
Pope in goal. Oh my God.
All right, Sean Dyche.
This back three is... So you got Ben White in the middle, Maguire and Mings.
Mate, this guy. Mate, get him out. Suck him.
Bellingham right wing back. Rice, Ward-Prowse. Mitchell left wing back. Up front, Sterling, Watkins, Grealish.
That's some freestyle team. What's it?
freestyle. Wait, who are England playing?
Ivory Coast. Pepe going to embarrass himself.
Yeah.
So Mings.
He scored against Maguire. France, you know.
Mings and Maguire.
A guy can't do anything outside of the country of France. I want to talk about. I don't even know what I was going to talk about.
Okay, we don't talk then.
Cool. This is the silent bit of the podcast.
No, I was just trying to find the thing, but
you're just scrolling through.
All right.
We done winners' prediction.
So, do our combined England first 11.
Yeah. So,
why is the combined bit there? I don't get it.
I mean, he wants us to decide.
Oh, okay, right.
I think Ramsey should be number one.
Yeah, there's no question.
Actually,
if you say
no, don't say that word. No. My argument is, can we all agree that Pickford does play well for England?
So,
what do you mean?
So that
no,
means
but he does. But
no, but
so, you're saying he's like Gareth Bale.
Don't fix something that isn't broken. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's broken.
No. The only issue is the only thing broken is Pickford.
Thinking about him for Everton, though.
No.
In England, he does.
No, he does make mistakes too.
All right, so Maguire plays well for England then. So what?
He does, to be fair, and I think that's why Southgate picked him, annoyingly.
Southgate is...
That's my only thing, but Ramsey...
So what, you can just... All right, so if I didn't play a single game all season, but I play well for England, I can get picked.
You just wouldn't get picked.
How did you think that was going to end?
I changed my nationality.
Anyway.
I'll be like one of them Irish players.
I've got a grandmother
who was in Ireland once.
Come on, guys, trying to make it interesting. No, stirring the pot.
Okay, fine.
No. Yeah, Pickford is terrible anyway, so...
Okay, right back.
Has to be Trent.
Yeah, Trent.
So we're playing back four, yeah?
Yeah, back four.
Oh, we're doing back four. We're not going to go with...
Let's just get the left back out of the way and then we'll go for
what left?
There's not been an outstanding left back.
There isn't.
Left back. I'll go with Mitchell, I can't lie.
I'll
just go Chilwell.
He's been injured.
Oh, yeah, Chilwell.
I imagine he's not going to be injured for the rest of his career. So...
Thanks, Abdi.
At some point, he'd probably come back in.
Can't we play Trent at left back and then just put another right back?
He'll probably be better
than him. He'll be better, bro. I swear. Come on, man. Just put him
Let's do that then. Trent left back.
Mark's going to kill us.
So right back.
Rhys James.
Yeah, there you go.
That's lit. He should honestly try that.
And if you're listening to this, yeah, don't take it seriously.
Yeah, it's not serious. Come on.
Centre backs.
Eric Dier, because I think you will get...
Okay. We've left the realms of...
Should we just stop recording?
Eric Dier.
Do you know
what? He's been better than Mings and Maguire combined.
But that's not, I
don't think he gets into
to
the 11.
To be honest, I think centre backs is our weakness.
I think Stones.
Yeah, and Ben White.
Yeah, probably would have to be.
Or if you don't want Ben White, you can put Tomori.
Yeah, I want Tomori.
He doesn't even get...
If he does a back three, Stones, White and Tomori is a good back three.
No, I think if he does a back three, I think Dier needs to be picked.
For what reason?
Because he's been good this season.
Okay, cool. But the bar is in hell. Well, it's only compared to what he was before. And Eric Dier's head is so big, yeah, that it's probably weighing him down on that size of that Wembley pitch. Bro. The last time he played at Wembley, he assaulted Lukaku and gave away a penalty, bro.
People are not giving Dier his juice because of his reputation. I get it. Mm-hmm. But in this season, he has been very good.
That's the equivalent of you lot giving Maguire top five. Because Maguire headed a few balls away at the Euros. No,
okay, combine the...
we're doing a back four, aren't we?
Yeah, so back four.
Ben White and Stones?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, so is it 4-3-3 or 4-4-2?
I'll say 4-3-3, yeah.
4-3-3, okay, so who's the base?
Has to be Rice.
Yeah, Rice.
Henderson, get in there.
Take him out, bro. This guy, Mark's not here today, but Henderson...
Oh, I do like Ben.
Henderson is on the James Ward-Prowse level for me.
Oh my god, you would never
stop
say that.
No, and I don't mean the same as it. I'm talking about like overrated.
Stop it. Bellingham, I think.
Bellingham.
Mm-hmm. And
Foden.
Ooh, yeah.
Foden. Deep.
Rice. No, in midfield three, Rice as the base.
Deep, because
too advanced.
Foden usually starts on the left for England.
Yeah, Bellingham, but I've got other players I want to be on the left.
All right, okay, Saka.
Oh, Bellingham, yeah. That's a nice midfield. I like that.
Yeah.
Rice, Bellingham, Foden.
And so up top, obviously, Kane.
Yeah.
Left wing.
Non-negotiable.
Absolutely have to pick Sterling because it's England.
So right wing, Sterling.
No, left wing Sterling.
Okay.
I don't really like him there anyway, yeah. But left wing Sterling.
It's good to accommodate four.
And then
Saka.
MBE.
Nah, I disagree.
Sancho.
I've got a backup in England 11 as well.
You got a backup in England?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to give it to you?
Go on then.
So I've got Pope in goal. Because I refuse to pick Pickford.
What? What do you mean Pope in goal? What about Ramsdale?
Well, no, Ramsdale's
backup, I said. Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, go on.
You just hear what you want, innit?
You pick Pope over Pickford, yeah?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm still going Pickford.
This girl hates DCL, but she likes Pickford.
No, but Pope.
Where's your priorities, man?
Wow, like Pope's right, cool. So amazing.
All right, DCL, Pickford is also a left-footed goalkeeper as well. Yeah? So would you want him as like a backup to Hugo Lloris?
Just do your backup a little.
Would you have him over Hugo Lloris?
Huh?
You have him over Hugo Lloris?
Pickford.
Absolutely not.
So I don't know why do you rate Pickford?
Why is Lloris coming? He plays for France anyway. So.
Yeah, well, I don't even know why I said that.
Anyway continue.
But right back. So I have to be serious. Chilwell would be my starting left back, not Trent Alexander-Arnold. So right back would be Reece James. Left back would be Cresswell.
Okay, yeah.
Or Mitchell. Mitchell's good.
Cresswell,
I like
Mitchell.
Yeah.
Over Mitchell.
I like Mitchell, actually. Mitchell's good. Yeah. Centre backs, and I don't know why he didn't get picked, and no one's talking about it.
What about one of the Leicester players? Justin James.
Okay, it's James Justin. Whatever, man. Oh, yeah. He needs to be playing. He hasn't been playing most of the season anyway.
Same thing. Who has two first names, man?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, isn't
it?
Yeah.
You're asking to get it wrong.
It's like that little striker. That little striker, Jonathan David.
Like, why do you have two first names?
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe it's not his name.
I don't know why he hasn't been picked and no one's talking about it. Obviously, everyone was uproar because Tomori didn't get picked. Why on earth did Chalobah not get picked? I don't get that. Chalobah's better than Mings. He's been better than Maguire this season.
He's starting for Chelsea week in week
out. Yeah, he's been better than Guehi. Even though Guehi's good, but yeah, I would have definitely put Chalobah.
Nah, but Guehi's been immense, man, for Palace.
No, yeah, still. But I mean, Chalobah has been really good this season. And Chelsea
yeah,
don't
Chalobah's
see
a
goals,
good shout. Yeah.
So I would go, I'll go with. So my starting is Stones and White. And then but my backup would be Tomori and Chalobah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all brothers in the back four.
Yeah, love that.
Centre mid, deepest, Phillips. With
I forgot about him.
Who's the other one I had? No, I was gonna go Ramsey. Mount and Grealish in the middle.
No Gallagher, we haven't mentioned him.
Oh, Gallagher's a good one.
Grealish.
Yeah. Because I've got other people I want to be in the front three.
I'm picking Gallagher over.
Why is that a problem?
Defo Gallagher.
Yeah.
Grealish play is better on the left.
Alright, cool. Alright, cool. I'll stick with Grealish.
Over Gallagher?
Yeah.
Nah, you're bugging, man.
The reason I say that is because Grealish is a better player.
Yeah, but on the left.
Yeah, not in that position. No,
no, because I have someone else I want to be on. No,
and also, Gallagher's going to do the work rate in the middle.
Yeah, okay, cool. But I don't want Gallagher in my team. So I go with Phillips deepest, and then there'll be Mount and Smith Rowe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. God,
then on the left will be Grealish.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the right will be Sancho. And down the middle, Tammy.
You know what, I forgot about Tammy.
He got picked, but he got injured. So. Yeah.
Mate, we got a good squad.
Yeah, exactly. So I named two decent 11s. Yeah, there was no Maguire in sight, no Mings. I didn't pick Luke Shaw.
Mate, this
two decent
11s. Listen, if you're listening, sort yourself out.
Yeah, if you're listening.
Get a new waistcoat and get some new ideas.
Yeah, I was about to say, you put on his work coat, got to listen to WTTL.
DCL though. Where was he, huh? Not good enough.
All right, cool. Let him get a season. All right, so next year when by the time, by mid-season he's got 35 goals, and you can pick
35 goals.
And you
scoffed when we said Salah was going to get 50.
Yeah, because DCL is a better player than Salah.
Okay.
I'm joking.
We got other questions/statements. They've put Ghana versus Nigeria. So
Partey scored and they were 1-0 up. I was literally checking the score before you started talking to me. I'll give you a live score update, guys. Hold on.
Go on then.
Talk amongst yourselves. What are you thinking? It is actually the social media derby,
That's where they played recently.
Yeah, it's the second leg, innit?
So second leg, okay. What was the score in the first leg? I don't even know. It was
0-0 after they hyped it up and everyone was like, oh, I can't wait to watch Ghana, Nigeria. So I've got a live score update. Actually, I think the game finished. Ghana versus Nigeria. No, it's still going on.
Does it take this long?
Give me a second. I need to find it.
This is great audio.
Oh, no, because they start off giving the international friendlies scores on BBC website. Ghana versus Nigeria.
Could have just Googled it.
I will do that actually. Because Partey scored and Ghana was 1-0 up and I knew I was going to take an interest in it.
Thomas Partey.
Ghana versus Nigeria finished 1-1.
So it's going extra time.
So I guess so, yeah.
Oh.
Is it still going on?
I don't know. You're the one with the screen in your face.
Bro, I don't know, man.
Oh, this is a shambles.
No, the game is still, it's not in the 90th minute now, so it's 1-1.
Who scored for
Chooster Kong.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a shambles.
Who would you rather see in the World Cup?
I'm not answering that question, because we know you're going to offend at least.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because if you say, like, true. Nigeria, they're going.
Nigeria's team is actually really good, you know.
Yeah, I like Nigeria. They
got, all right, the back four is a bit of a shambles. You've got, well, Ola Aina's all right. You've got Chooster Kong, horrible. Leon Balogun.
Man
who's,
scored.
Who's on the bench for Rangers. And a couple of guys I don't know. You've got Emmanuel Dennis. You've got Joe Aribo, who plays for Rangers. You've got Ademola Lookman. And Osimhen up front. Like, Iheanacho's been
dropped. And why going for the left winger? Who played in, who I thought was good.
Moses Simon. Yeah, but he stunk it up in the last game. You got Odi Ighalo still as well, so.
All right, so, is that it then?
I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about?
No. I meant for that topic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the next one is Canada making the World Cup. We're going to see Drake.
Yeah.
Living it
man
up.
Man, like. Did you see Thingy's reaction?
Hope you got out early, man.
36 years, you know.
What Drake was his name?
He plays for Alfonso Davies.
Alfonso Davies.
He's crying.
Yeah, he's crying.
On Twitch.
Oh. No, I rate him, man. Yeah, I was saying, we said it last year.
If Drake's going to be annoying, bruv, I hope they go out early, bruv.
What do you mean?
Drake be in the crowd sitting there. Going, he wants to say something.
I was just going to say, last week we talked about how USA's young team were coming along, but Canada have a similar thing going on, and they've got some really talented players all across Europe. So, that man could be.
We only know Alfonso Davies and Jonathan Davies, does it?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, well done. They'll be happy to participate in it. So.
But 36 years, you know?
Yeah, it's big, massive.
Who are all the. Do you want to get up all the qualified teams?
Sure. Talk amongst yourselves, as Abdi likes to say.
You look forward to a World Cup times in Qatar in the winter?
No, I'm really not. I just think it's not going to be the same. Yeah, it's a summer tournament. And it's going to disrupt the Premier League. And I just think players, when they return to Premier League, are not going to be.
They're
going to
be dead in it, yeah. But then there's a lot of teams who are against five substitutes, even though it's good for them.
All right, so I've got it up here. So the first one's a given, Qatar. Yeah. Second one is Germany, Denmark, Brazil, Belgium, France, Croatia, Spain, Serbia, Switzerland, England, Netherlands, Argentina, Iran, South Korea, Saudi Arabia.
I didn't know South Korea qualified. Oh, okay. So
South Korea always qualified.
I didn't know that.
Japan, Ecuador, Uruguay, and Canada.
I can't wait, but I just think it not being on in the summer has just killed it for me.
Yeah.
And then games are going to be in the dark at times.
Still 12 games.
No, I checked the time. So 10 a.m., 1 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock.
Oh, it's going to be like Japan vibes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, back then I went to school to watch the World Cup in Japan.
Yeah, I watched the England-Brazil game before going to school.
Why
yeah,
are they doing it in Qatar?
Money. Corruption.
Money. Yeah.
Money talks.
Money in the summer.
Bodies buried.
Money talks.
Summer vibes. November. And then, you know, the Premier League's going to resume near Boxing Day. That's so weird.
Tanya, you know this whole complaint. This argument was started 12 years ago, you know?
Oh, yeah, December, yeah.
So you're a bit late with this argument.
No, I'm not. We've never spoken about it.
It's true. We have never spoken.
People were asking the same question in 2010.
Yeah, but we didn't have a podcast in 2010.
You're absolutely right. So I apologise and take it back. You were the one coughing as well, you know, before.
You could be a Sean Dyche impersonator.
Give me a snail for dinner.
What is happening, bro? Stop it.
Give me a snail for dinner.
I already eat a bit of grass off the pitch.
Well, you know, since we're just chatting.
Go back to your country.
Since we're chatting just rubbish, you know, you see, Ericsson scored for first time.
First touch, innit?
Yeah.
Mad. Good goal as well, innit?
Mm-hmm. And then.
Holland, do you think Holland are outside shout?
I like Netherlands.
I said that for Euros, but.
Yeah, it's done up, innit?
Yeah. I like Netherlands.
Holland and
Netherlands
are the same.
Same thing, yeah.
I don't like Holland, but I like Netherlands. To be fair, you're not actually meant to say Holland. Holland just refers to Amsterdam.
Yeah, there you go.
And Eriksen, that was sick, because Eriksen used to play in that stadium.
Yeah.
So, and that's where he came up in it, so that was quite sick.
Mm-hmm. You see, a Roman has been poisoned.
Yeah, I heard about this. Is it actually true then?
We're not poisoned enough. Allegedly. I'll take it back. All of that.
That was the quickest U-turn. Yeah,
it's because you guys didn't laugh, innit?
No,
usually when I say something, you guys...
You're talking about guys' death there.
Yeah. Hey.
No poison.
To be fair, he hasn't got anything to do with Chelsea anymore, so whatever, innit? Yeah, I don't care.
Bro, that was...
All right, I'd apologise to Roman only if he says, I want my 1.5 million back.
But yeah, don't mess with the Russian government, innit?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
We just, those are the views of Junior and not WTAT official.
What?
Do you want this podcast to get poisoned?
This podcast to get poisoned. I said, don't mess with the Russian government.
Cool. Next week when we come back and the equipment is not working.
Hey, happy birthday, Kante, yeah?
Hey, big up. Happy birthday, Kante.
31. 31?
31, bro.
Yeah, 31.
Still damn. Looks like, he still looks 16.
And he still runs like a 16-year-old.
31. Mm. Also, random, so I'm seeing Rashford to Arsenal. What are you saying?
No. I'd have him.
No.
Yeah, of course I would.
Man, you're taking DCL and Rashford.
Do you know what, though? I agree. I've
got Lacazette in Kenya, right now.
Rashford.
I've got Lacazette in Kenya.
You're really not allowed to start when you're on this podcast, innit?
No, but
I mean, have you got him hostage?
If you're still listening.
Are you saying Arteta? We're not.
I've got Lacazette and Nketiah, yeah?
You said Lacazette in Kenya.
Rashford would be good under Arteta, no?
Rashford has been poorly coached for about 5 years.
Arsenal need to stop signing.
No, you're right. Yeah, because
who are not making it at Man United, at Chelsea, and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but Rashford's still 24.
That's
a
good story for him, bro.
I think a fresh start.
Welbeck when he was 23.
A fresh start will do him good. Imagine him with Martinelli.
No.
You might play Martinelli essentially and play him. No,
I don't want to see his notes app. And then
that's the thing. Yeah, that would have to be in his contract. You have to delete notes app from your phone.
Oh, yeah,
start with just statements.
Yeah.
No more statements, bro.
No.
And he'll want a lot of wages. Apparently, they want him to stay. They want to pay.
Yeah,
him.
Good.
I hope he stays.
Financially, it has to work as well.
I hope he stays.
I don't know. I can see it. You know, I think it will happen.
No. Man United will charge us ridiculous amounts.
But I'm hearing he doesn't want to stay at Man United.
I don't care.
Well, it's not his choice, isn't it?
He could go Leeds or something. I don't know.
It's not his choice, isn't it?
No, let him go Spurs.
Listen, we don't need him, bruv.
Oh, here we go. Kane Rashford swap.
Listen, stop all of that.
Oh, what? So he's good enough for Arsenal, not good enough
Rashford. Rashford is a philanthropist. He's got an MBE.
Yeah, so take
Harry Kane spits when he speaks. So there's an upgrade in that department at the very least, isn't it?
You need to stop. You need
I
to
am
be
not.
In.
Harry Kane, what kind of phone do you have? You think Harry Kane has like the little toy phones?
Okay.
He does the rotary ones. He's spinning. Harry, make the call, Harry. I'm playing Snake on my phone.
You're a terrible person.
Man United.
He's a good footballer.
Man United are a commercial club, so it's a difficult choice for a coach. He'd better go to a football club. Louis van Gaal to Ten Hag.
When Louis van Gaal was manager, he was entertaining as hell, wasn't he? Do you remember when he threw himself on the pitch?
Yeah, that was fun. Not on the pitch, on the floor.
On the floor, it's like diminutive diving.
I hope they don't get Ten Hag. I hope they don't get Potch.
Who are they going to get then?
That young up-and-coming Ten Hag who's older than older than Pep.
These people, I said it last week, they have this like mythical, like Ten Hag is like 30, he's coming with new ideas.
Yeah,
he's older than Pep, bro.
I don't get it.
Bro, he has no hair on his head. Yeah, he's more bald than Pep. Pep at least has like a bit of bum fluff on the top of his head, bro.
Me personally, I've said this already. I think they're taking a risk getting him. Because look, Wiz on Ajax, great. Premier League, different beast, mate.
Yeah.
And he's never won that.
And he's not won it.
No. I would say, the thing is with Ten Hag is it's too sensible for Man United. Man United will do something stupid before they get Ten Hag.
Like what?
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney.
It actually baffles me that Wayne Rooney is younger than Ronaldo, bro.
Well, Wayne Rooney said he wants the United job.
Give it to him, please.
Oh, please give it to Rooney.
Rooney, he actually looks like Ronaldo's like dirty neighbor, bro.
I think he's up there with one of the ugliest footballers of all time.
He got a hair transplant. He goes, I was bald at 21. So
he was bald at 18, bro.
In the documentary, yeah, they really highlighted when he first signed his contract for Man United how stupid he was. He's like, I'm very happy. And
Everton as well, do you remember?
Yeah.
Hazard injured again?
Mate, he's up there with one of the worst
transfers. That's pound for pound the worst transfer in history because
of
the money.
I found out he's only scored 5 goals for Real Madrid. That is mad.
It's his 16th injury in 3 years.
Mate, he needs to retire, man.
He's got a surgery.
Why has he never got a personal trainer? That guy, every single summer, he puts on at least 10 kilos.
He's got
all them
big
kebabs,
bunda,
man.
He's got big bunda.
And shisha. And drinking
kebabs
coffee.
Kebabs and shisha.
Coffee at midnight.
Mate, can't he just retire?
Nah.
He's only
would you retire, bruv?
Mate, he's clearly not it. So just retire.
He gets paid a stupid amount of money at Real Madrid. So
to play football, man.
Outside of his bit, Yeah, because you want someone to retire, doesn't you would want Harry Winks to retire, but Harry Winks probably thinks differently about that. Right. You know, he's thinking, I'm getting paid a really good amount of money to play for Tottenham, even though I'm Torquay level.
How do you feel about Ibrahimovic winning Serie A?
Oh, whatever, man. Ugh. See, now you got me rooting against AC Milan now. I hate that guy, bro.
And
I want Giroud to win. I want Giroud to win because I like Giroud.
Who plays alongside
like Tomori. Oh, well, bruv, if they had played up front, yeah, with Giroud and Ibrahimovic, bruv, total amount of yards is about 6 yards in total.
Kilometers running. How do you rate that achievement?
Nah, that league is absolutely dusted, man. I think
you don't rate that achievement.
Well, as a him winning at 41.
It's still a big achievement.
It's no different.
I was not necessarily talking about him. I was just talking about Milan's comeback.
Yeah, I like it. I appreciate it. But still, like, Juve's downfall, it sort of invalidates it. Now, Juve ate up that league for like 10 years.
Inter Milan have been good. Napoli have been good. So Milan are going
to
win it.
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to agree with you?
No, you're right. I wanted your opinion.
Oh, fair enough. I want Napoli to win it. Something different. Something fresh.
They're fifth, like, now.
No, they're third. They're second, actually. 3 points off of Inter. No, not into AC, yeah, so.
You not seeing your boy Aubameyang for Barca?
He's
smashing it.
That Madrid...
yeah, but he was always going to do that, innit?
Yeah, damn. I didn't see that, you know.
But La Liga is a bit of a... If you don't score in La Liga, you're dead.
And it also, like, Aubameyang... What's his name? Arteta called Xavi and gave a glowing review of him. So, all of that about, like, Arteta hated him and told him don't sign him. It was all nonsense, innit? Aubameyang is always going to score goals when he first goes to somewhere. It's just the fact that he's...
Are Barcelona back?
Unfortunately, I think they are.
Xavi's a good
bro, they went to top of the league and smashed them up. I watched that game later. It could have been 8-0, bro.
It should have been 8-0. Yeah. Like, Aubameyang had so many chances which he fluffed. And Torres as well. Torres is, oh my goodness.
It was only a couple of weeks before, that Real smashed up PSG, innit? So, Barca going to Real and smashing them up. It's a big thing, you know?
But they ain't got no peace, so it's fine. They're not.
Apparently, they've just agreed deals for Kessié from AC Milan
for free
and Christensen.
And they're in talks with
Aspie for free as well.
For free, yeah.
Great.
So, yeah, but Aspie is not. I'm not.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, he's a professional. I would have him as a backup right
now. I wouldn't write home about it.
Yeah, but still, like, they're getting players like who are.
We just bought.
Where do you think Haaland's going? Arsenal,
Man City.
No, I'm hearing Arsenal.
People are so flipping deluded, man.
I told you to unfollow them.
No, I'll just say, do you know what?
Unfollow them.
Is it get your phone really out right now and unfollow them. Unrealistic.
Yeah.
What if you paid the money?
He wouldn't want to come.
We can afford to pay the money. Firstly, he wouldn't.
Did Dortmund want for him? What's his fee?
No, his release clause is like 69 million.
Bruv, we paid 72 for Pepe. So
that's what I'm saying.
Well, no, we could afford him. He wouldn't want to come. He'd rock. Well, if Man City came for you or Arsenal came for you, who's going to go?
And also, we just got rid of a guy who killed our waste structure. You know, so why are we going to give 500k to another guy?
No, but this guy's a killer.
Yeah, he's a killer, but still, 500k is ridiculous.
We don't need anyone else.
That's the highest.
Do you really think he'll go City then?
Yes, of course.
His dad used to play there as well.
Yeah, and it'll just be.
They're just gonna win the league again, then.
Yeah, but if it stops Liverpool from winning the league, that's a good thing.
Oh my god.
Well, I don't know.
Well, anyway. Maybe we should end it on that note then.
Who would you rather win the league, Liverpool or Man City?
Liverpool.
Liverpool, Man City.
I don't want to say.
So, why? Are you scared of him?
Man City. Oh. Sorry, Mark.
I just don't like Man City.
I just don't know Liverpool.
Actually, do I hate Liverpool? I don't know how I feel about Liverpool. It's one of them ones.
It's not, the thing is, I don't even. I'm not Liverpool's biggest fan. But I don't like the way Man City operate, and I think Liverpool operate better. Again. Yeah, well, there you go, yeah.
Right, let's end this shambles.
It's not a shambles.
Shout out to you if you're still listening to it.
Isn't it, man? It's been a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, big yourself.
Pure rambling,
innit? Big up Junior and myself.
Yeah, I agree.
I do apologise for being late, by the way.
Yeah, okay. There's more stuff you should apologise for.
Even know that one.
Okay, we'll see you in the next exciting episode. We'll talk about that later. Press the button.
Which one? That one. Sports Social Podcast Network.